The University of Alaska-operated research vessel Sikuliak is headed out on a cruise next week to collect water and plankton samples in the northern Gulf of Alaska as part of a long-running ecological survey. According to the university, it's the first time a National Science Foundation academic research ship is being allowed to leave port since the NSF halted sailings due to the coronavirus pandemic. UAF College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences Dean Brad Moran says the Sikuliak's cruise has been granted an exception for several reasons, including the sampling project's longevity and a short and straightforward cruise itinerary.
It's a point-to-point cruise out of Seward, Alaska, where Sikuliak is home ported. So it's not going to go from point A to point B. And the cruise length was shortened to 7 days and will never be more than 1 day steam back to land should there be some health concerns.
Moran says UAF also developed a detailed plan to minimize chances of COVID-19 cases among Sikuliak crew and research team members.
The crew has been tested for the COVID virus, many of them for antibodies. All of the scientific staff, three of them, are home quarantined here in Fairbanks. There's nobody from out of state going on this cruise. So we feel like we have a pretty robust plan.
Moran says other NSF-funded research cruises planned for this summer hinge in part on the success of next week's trip.
We're certainly hopeful that we are able to host more science. And this plan has been shared with all the ship operators in the nation, so that all eyes are on this cruise.
Moran says that the pandemic has thrown NSF-funded research projects into a state of flux and that canceled sailings have made the already complicated business of vessel scheduling even more challenging. I'm Dan Bross.